Welcome to the Zaffrello call on this Wednesday, April 9th, 2014 at 18:30 UTC. On the English channel we have Barack Ochino, Alan Grimber, Baron Dylan, Master Peter, and Barack Ochino, and Philip Johnson, Otwene. On the French channel, we have Aziz Jilali, Tiffany Benzema, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Pekango Koulibaly, Philippe Batro, Michel Chonang, Delmo, Javier Ngoulay, and Etienne Chichimbi. Members of staff are Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Lian, Gisela Gruber, Terry Anu, and Yaobi Atoun. The interpreters will be Camilla and Claire. And may I remind you to state your names at the time of speaking for the interpreters to identify you on the other channel and for transcript purposes. Also, bear in mind to speak at a reasonable rate so that the interpretation may be accurate. Thank you, and you have the floor. Speaking. Thank you, Gisela. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, particularly those who join us at this teleconference for the first time. As usual, I'm going to start with public comments. We have more or less 8 issues on which I can ask for the committee's input. The first is the public comment on IDN, including those corresponding to country codes, which would be IDN CCTLD. The second point is very important for us, for our African region, as we have already made a statement at the Buenos Aires meeting on the African strategy for future ICANN meetings. As you know, there have been several meetings from the working group charged with these matters. They have made proposals, and so you are more than welcome to check the proposals made by this working group. I remind you that it is Tizani who represents Afalo in that group, and that working group then has the purpose of optimizing the logistics of the meetings. And if you have any questions on this point, we can always come back to the details at the end. Then item number 3 for policies, for open policy issues, are domain names in the DNS and the risk of DNS namespace collisions. Then we have the transfer policy between registrars, that is the initial report inter-registrar transfer policy, IRTP. We have a preliminary issue report also on the work of the working group and on the particular audience's work and on the BC charter. Number 5, we have the ICANN strategy panel who published their draft reports for comments, and they ask for our comments to see the reactions on the proposed recommendations. I'm not stating the dates of conclusion of the delays of comment and reply. Those who are connected on Adobe Connect can see on the screen what these dates are. Otherwise, you will have all this on Afrolo's agenda on the wiki page. There is another point related to a proposition related to the use of a TLD that's destined to industrial sections recommended for the current implementation of the generic domain names program. And there's a draft implementation on the WHOIS lines and the reports. And then finally, point number 8 says that I can ask for comments on the draft report that the GNSO Council has asked for regarding the possible changes to the rules and the suspension, the rapid suspension procedure for NGOs and for governmental organizations and non-governmental organizations relating to their domain names. There's a point I would like to add, which is not here, but which is also more, all the same important. It is a call for public participation on a subject that's very important, it being the proposal on the principle and the mechanism of elaboration of a proposal. As you know, we made a statement on the past 14th March, not us, actually, the U.S. government made a statement regarding the transfer of the AANA function to the world community. So I would like to invite you all to participate on this item. It is actually an item on our agenda, and normally I think it would be Tisani who would be speaking about that. That's more or less what I have to say as regards public comments. Before we move on to the next item, I would like to know if there's comments or remarks that you would like to make. I see that no one's asking for the floor. Olivier, are you with us or not yet?
She's up here. 7,000.
Great. So then we're going to move on to item number 3. That's recent and upcoming activities of ALEC. And Beran is with us. So I wonder if Beran would like to take the floor to tell us about the recent and upcoming activities of ALEC. Hadja speaking. Hi, this is Hadja. I think Beran wished to make a report on the Singapore meeting. And she sent an email suggesting that she report on the Singapore meeting and that I make this summary of recent ALEC activities. Great, Aziz. Then Hadja, you have the floor. Thank you. And so, for ALEC activities, this is Hadja speaking, the main activities, or the main focus, was actually stressed on the London Summit. That's a summit where all ALSs will be represented. There are several working groups dealing with the London activity, several subjects on communication. There's a website that's been especially created for this meeting, and then for information. So that would be the content. Tisani can fill in if I make mistakes or I forget something. So we deal with the way I can work, and at that session, all ALSs will participate. As the activities that ALEC would have at the London Summit. Wonderful, sir. Aziz, thank you, Hadja. I would like to know now if Tijani has anything to add. Tijani says, thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. I'd rather have Beran complete that first, and then if there's anything else to add, I would build their information. I'm very glad to have Hadja and Beran with us. They have both been very active throughout the Singapore meeting, and I think it is only fair that they take the floor. And if there's anything else to add, I can always add that later. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. Beran, would you like to speak about the Singapore meeting? So, actually, before we give her the floor for that report, I would like to know whether there's anything else she would like to add about ALEC activities. Beran, would you like to complete anything about ALEC activities? You can take the floor if you want, and I'll let them know on the French channel. But and you might be muted because we're not hearing you. Very well. So, as we wait for Brand, perhaps Tijani would like to take the floor.
No, actually, I am on the line. You just can't hear me.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. Do you want?
You can hear me now.
Finish. Yes. You were muted, I think.
Okay.
We'll let Tijani finish and then let them know. Okay.
No problem. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you. So he's saying there's many groups in the organizing committee where we have several groups working on several aspects. So on the one hand, we have events and issue groups or theme groups. Then we have social events that will be taking place in London as well. There's several aspects in communication. There's sponsoring. There's many groups working on in those aspects. Preparation is well underway, it's quite advanced, and we will have two full months before the London meeting. The two main activities we will have before London is ALS's training. So we have put together a schedule, and this evening at the end of this teleconference actually, and I would like us to end on time while I'm at it, because I have this other meeting to go to. And so we're going to have a teleconference to establish the dates for all the training sessions that will take place before the London meeting. It is something essential, as we wish to have the ALSs who will be coming to London with a knowledge and a necessary information to participate actively and effectively at the summit. We wouldn't want for certain ALS representatives to come and attend without being able to contribute too. We expect that they will contribute in the decisions that we will take at this summit, and therefore we have scheduled this training session. That's all as regards to the summit. I'll leave it there. And there's many other activities as well, of course.
Can we get on to it?
At ALAC. And the participation of ALAC, for instance, at the within the financial works in that department. And the main results we could see are supplementary requests, which are now being discussed and which will be adopted very soon for us all to be able to participate and to attend some events that will take place at the beginning of the fiscal year, and then the crop program that you all know and that we will discuss a bit later. So I would like you all to participate there because it is very important. Let's see what else. There's the strategy for ICANN meeting. We're going to see this a bit later, but as I said, it's in the public comment period right now. So if you have anything that you would like to say, a remark, a comment, do it as soon as possible. The deadline is April 21st, so that's very soon. ALAC is preparing a statement for that comments period. If you would like to contribute and be a part of the statements framework of ALAC, you can send your point of view to the staff to be a part of that working group. I'm going to leave it here because I think I'm taking too much time, and Beran can give us a report on Singapore activities, where we discussed everything that was of interest to ALAC. Thank you, Tijani. This is Aziz speaking. So, Let's see whether Berend can take the floor now. And so, if possible, you have the floor. You are welcome to complete whatever Tijani and Hadja forgot to say about ALEC's activities and to make a report about the Singapore meeting. Berend, you have the floor.
Yes, this is Berend. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfectly well.
This is Berend. Okay, great, excellent. I just wanted to add to what Hadja and Tijani said about the ATLAS meeting. As a first-hand person coming in for the first time into ALAC, I realized that some of the ALSs in the Africa region, their details are missing on our wiki page where we normally keep all our contact details for the African ALSs. So I don't know whether there's a plan. I was hoping that maybe we would give ourselves a deadline perhaps by next week to get those ALSs on there, because I think we only have about 23 on there, and I think we're supposed to have about 30 or so when I checked. So that is a concern I have, and with the Atlas 2 coming up, I was hoping that maybe we could get our house in order before we start these training sessions that Tijani spoke about. Now, with regards to the Singapore meeting, I think it was an eye-opener for me. I learned a lot. It was my first meeting in ALAC, as I missed the Buenos Aires meeting. But it was very informative, especially with the NTIA announcement that happened just a week or so before the meeting. The ALAC team released a statement, very much in line with what the other ACs and SOs did with regards to the NTIA statement, basically stating that we are ready to be on board and also be part of the global effort to for the changing of the stewardship of the IANA function. Another thing that came up in the Singapore meeting was we created a video. It was a last-minute thing in the last different regions. Africa, Latin America, North America, Europe, and Pacific. And we created a one-minute video for the Atlas 2 event in London. It was a very interesting video. We were all able to speak in our local languages and, of course, the international languages, English, French, Spanish, you name it, Portuguese, German. It was a very interesting video. It lasted about a minute, and we're hoping that it will be edited and be ready to be released shortly before the Atlas 2 meeting. And this would be targeted mainly at the ALSs, and basically we'll be welcoming them to London, telling them what to expect at Atlas 2 and how they can get more involved. It's very punchy, and it's very interesting, and I'm sure you will like it when you see it. Another thing that also happened at the Singapore meeting, at the opening sessions, we had really long meetings. Very long meetings. This is my first ALAC meeting, so they were very long for me. But very informative. I learned a lot about our procedures and of the board director meeting, which was went to almost 3 or 4 before we got our win, and we were happy that we had Rena there for him. And
thank you, Berend. We are going to come back with you when the communication, the problems with the communication are solved. Okay, and we are going to the next item, recent and upcoming activities of the APFRALO members. Those who are on the line can speak about their activities as ALS. Okay.
Do you want to have the floor? This is the moment for the AFRALO members. Well, as Aziz is saying, I can't speak about my activities. I'm going to organize in May a conference with some workshops on IPv6. It is organized by the IPv6 Task Force. It is a task force depending on ISOC Morocco, and we are going to organize it with Africa, AFRINIC. And also, we are going to work with the ICANN and have some help from the ICANN. If nobody wants to speak about their activities, we are going to move to the next item, the item number 4. Okay, nobody is asking for the floor. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. My ALS is participating to the preparation of the IPv forum organized by Tunisia, the ICT forum, I'm sorry, organized by Tunisia. And this year we have participated to the preparation of this meeting. We have organized a meeting for this event, and we are taking part into the decisions about the procedure and the meeting and the topic of the meeting. Thank you very much. I'm finished. Okay, Aziz speaking. I'm sorry. I was in mute. Okay, now we are going to move to the next item, items for discussion. And we are going to speak about, items for information, I'm sorry. We are going to speak about community regional outreach pilot project regional. I'm going to say that ICANN has an outreach program, a regional outreach pilot project program, in which each one of the 5 RALOs can ask for some funding, and we have 5 trips in our region, in Africa, in our case. Those funding aim the outreach project in the region. So we have to use this money before the 13th of June 2014. If among the participants, and we are going to tell it to the other participants by mail, if some people are interested to participate in this outreach program, you have to ask for it. You have to do a request. This request will be sent to Atlas through the CROP team, and I'm going to give you the link. I'm going to post the link on the Adobe Connect so you can send your request. And so you can apply for this funding with an online form. You have to do it 8 weeks before to travel. You have some conditions to reach and to reach some conditions that are clearly written, and that you can find on the link that I'm going to send you. You have to know that AFRALO presented a request. We have 5 requests. It is a request to participate in Djibouti to a summit which will take place in June 2014. Tijani wants the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking.
Also, Pastor Peters want to speak also after Tijani.
Pastor Peter, okay, I'm going to say Aziz, that you want to take the floor, but please let me translate. Okay, Tijani is speaking. I think that if we have five slots, five possibilities to travel into our region, and if you use only one, it is really a failure. So I ask you to try to find a good event in Africa before June, before the end of June, and to do the request. The request, the at-large or the ALAC request must be sent to the review team called Crop Review Team, so as we can review your request and correct the mistakes that can exist in your request, so as your request to be accepted. So it is the best way to work. Crop is not a perfect program. There are problems, that's for sure, but we needn't to be discouraged. We need to try to find a good event, and of course the crop is not paying everything. Crop is not paying the visa, for example, but we have to do some effort so as this crop project will exist next year. I'm preparing some proposals to improve this project, this crop project, and to remove barriers. This is all public. Everything is on the wiki. All the links have been posted. So it is on the mailing list. Staff post it on the mailing list after each conference call. So please try to use, to improve, to use that funding we have. We can have a best project, the best program next year, but we have to use the funding we have this year. So, for example, for the summit, the African Summit for Internet, we have summit for one slot, and we can send more than one person to Djibouti. So if you are interested, please fill the form. And if you have any problem, you can contact Aziz, our president, or contact me, and I will help you to complete the form, or the online form. The last point, this program is not... It is a program with a follow-up. Each slot which will be assigned, we need the person to do a report after this person traveled, because when we make a request, we have to say what we want to do, and afterward we have to say what we were able to do. So please try to find the good event, the event you are interested in. There is an African summit on internet. For the African people, it's a good thing. Just ask it. Do a request. If you don't know how to do, we can help you. Please try to do it. I will really regret if Africa don't use the five possibilities we have. Tijani, Pastor Peter is asking for the floor, and I'm asking those who are interested to take the floor too. Peter, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tijani, and good evening, everybody. I think Mr. Tijani has addressed it. I was going to request that the staff of ICANN post the link to our individual email addresses apart from the wiki link, because some of us don't use wiki, but I am good with my email address, and so we'll look at it. And I'm also happy that Mr. Tijani has also offered to support ALSs who may want assistance in filling out a form where they have problems. So we'll look at it, and we'll surely want to send some of our members to the event and then do a proper follow-up also. It is a welcome development that can assist Africa at large. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I have sent the link. I don't know if you are connected on Adobe Connect.
No, I'm not connected. I want it on my email list. I'm not connected to Adobe Connect, please.
Okay, Aziz, say okay. Thank you. We are going to send you the links.
Okay.
Said Aziz. Tijani, you want to have the floor? No. Acha is asking for the floor. Okay, Acha, you have the floor. Okay, Acha, you have the floor after Tijani. Tijani, you are first. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. I propose to have an action item saying that staff is going to send an email to the AfraLaw mailing list with the form for the crop review team needed by each person asking for a slot. This is the first part, the most important part, the first step. And then we are going to send the guidelines of the crop program. Okay, for all the mailing lists. Recording the deadlines, recording that we need 6 weeks for the crop staff and 2 weeks for ALAC. These 2 weeks can be shortened if the request is clear. It can be a little faster, but we have to respect the 6 weeks for the crop staff. Okay? As is speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. Aja, you have the floor. Okay. I wanted to ask Tijani to send the mail, but because I'm interested and I need Tijani to help me, so I'm going to contact him. I'm going to send a request. Okay. Very well. Perfect. As is speaking. We are going to move to the next item, the item B, election of board member directors chosen by the at-large. The committee was chaired by Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor. You have 2-3 minutes to speak about those elections who allowed us to elect Rinalia. Okay, Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I think you all received the email giving the result of the election and the process. It was a pleasure to chair this committee, which was responsible of the election of the board member chosen by the at-large. And I can tell you that it was a very important experience and very interesting experience for me, because we were a little afraid of having a tie, so of not having only one member, to have to choose between two persons, or to have to do the elections again, because we had the goal to finish these elections during the Singapore meeting, so everything was okay. We had five candidates. We received five candidates from the committee who was in charge of the selection and of checking the candidates, etc. So we have 5 candidates. During the first round, we eliminated 2 candidates. On the second round, we had 2 votes. On the first vote, nobody was winning, so we had 2 eliminate one person, and because we had a tie, we had to vote again. But finally, everything was okay, and we were able to choose and to choose the board member by the at-large, and it was Rinalia Abdulmahim from Malaysia. She's young, she's a woman, she's from a developing country, so it's a perfect choice. And I hope she will serve ICANN in a general way and the at-large community as we need it. And I want to thank all the candidates who participated to this selection because they work for this selection to be really a democratic selection. So thanks to them and thanks to everybody. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Now we are going to move to the ICANN Mentor Program, the item C, and it is a program launched by ICANN just before the Singapore meeting. And this program, this mentor program for new leaders, for new ICANN leaders, is aiming to improve the capacity of the ICANN community and this civil society community to understand better the ICANN world and the multi-stakeholder model. And this mentor program aims to do the mentorship of one person per region to accelerate the fellowship program. It is a fellowship program that is already in the ICANN budget. So we hope that this mentor program is going to take shape after the Los Angeles meeting, that is to say after the next civil year. So, Tijani, do you want to add something about this program, this mentorship program? Do you want to add something, Tijani? Tijani, Gisela is asking for the floor. Gisela, you have the floor. Thank you. I'm not asking for the floor. It was a mistake. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani is speaking. Okay, thank you. I'm really happy to see that the ICANN initiatives are going every time more numerous. And before, we never had new things. When we wanted to change things, it was a problem everywhere. So now ICANN is proposing new things. CROP is an initiative from ICANN. The mentorship program is from ICANN. So new things, new proposals from ICANN. It's a very good, very good thing. This program, I want to remind you that AfroLaw and the African people were the pioneer of this program because we wanted to help the local community in Durban, and we tried to do a mentorship program with new students and teachers and civil society members who were invited in Durban and who participated in the Durban meeting. One of the persons taking part in this mentorship program was Mercy, one of these persons who came to Durban. So this program is very interesting. This year, it was organized at the last minute, so we had problem to fix everything. We can do better, but even though everything was fine. And we have one person from Africa, one person from Canada, one person from Asia. So we have three persons. And those persons have received their mentorship in Singapore. And between Singapore and London, we are going to go on working with them, discussing with them, and helping them to understand better and to integrate better in the ICANN world. And in London, they are going to come, and they are going to participate in the London meeting, and we hope that those persons are going to be future members, future leaders of ICANN, as he's speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Philip, if you're here, do you have something to add? Do you want to add something, Philip?
Yes, I would just like to add. Yes, I would like to add. Hello?
Yes, we hear you. This is Heidi. We hear you. Please continue.
This is Philip speaking. Okay, at the Singapore meeting, I just want to add that we had a very fruitful meeting, the Afro-African community. In that meeting, we read a statement, and the statement was debated, and we also made some amendments and other modifications on the statement. And very soon, that statement, the modified statement will be loaded to the wiki page very soon. We also had some fruitful meeting, as the other speakers have just said. We participated in all of the policy meetings at the ALAC level. And we also took part in other several discussions. I don't have much to add. It's just a little update on the Singapore meeting. I will be making a full report, and it will be submitted very soon on the wiki page for all of you to read. Thank you very much, Ali. Over to you, Ali.
We are looking for Aziz. Gisela, can you check if Aziz is still online? Sorry, Tijani, Gisela speaking. Aziz is on the Adobe Connect. He's trying to speak, but we can't hear him. There is a problem. Can you call him? Okay. Okay. Aziz, do you want us to call you? Aziz, please send us a telephone number by Skype so we can call you back. Thank you. Gisela speaking. Gisela speaking. We are going to call Aziz soon. Please wait a minute.
Pastor Peters, can I ask a quick question, please?
Okay.
Can I? Hello, Gisela, can I ask a quick question? Hello,
yes,
Pastor Peter.
Please. Yes, yes, please. Gisela told you that you can ask the question. I'm going to translate it.
Okay, and so does it mean, can I also join this conference call by Skype?
Gisela speaking. Okay, Pastor Peter, you are connected.
Yeah, no, I was asking if I want to join the conference by Skype, is it possible also?
Hello, Pastor Peter. This is Silvia Vivanco from staff. I believe you are asking if you can dial the Adigo line through Skype, and yes, the answer is yes, correct. You can dial in the number, the Adigo number, via Skype, using Skype when you call phones. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you. All right.
Okay, let me put it on mute so I don't tell.
Tijani speaking. I'm going to give the floor to Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, who is asking for the floor. Thank you very much, Tijani. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was going to answer, because we have some time. We are waiting for us this. I wanted to answer the question of Pastor Peter. If you have in Skype an account on which you can call telephone number, that means that you have some credit into your account, you can phone, it is possible for you to phone to the free phone numbers, that means free phone numbers, beginning with, this is a toll number, and you can call any number you want. So a toll-free number, so you can call the number for ICANN, you have a 0800 from the United States. You have another one in France with another number, where there is another for England, etc. And you can choose where you want to connect, in which or with which number you want to connect for free. These are toll-free number, and so you can participate to the conference call by Skype. This is something I do when I am somewhere where I don't have a very good phone connection, but I have a good internet connection. Skype is working fine in condition with some network, not so good network. So I hope my answer will help you, Pastor Peter, and I hope you will be able to participate to the conference calls. I know that in Africa you have some technical problems and internet. It
Thank
can
you very
be
much.
Useful for you to know all those precision.
Thank
okay.
you very much. I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tijani is asking Gisela what is happening with Aziz. Hello? Okay. Aziz, we can hear you, but very, very faintly. Tijani speaking. Aziz, can I please do the statement on the summit? Aziz is answering. Okay. It's better now. It's better. It's better. Okay. You have the floor, Tijani. Okay. Thank you, Tijani. Tijani speaking. I'm moving to the next item, the second At-Large Summit 2. As I told you, we have a committee working on that summit, and we are working fine with several groups working on the different activities of the summit. We have the capacity building, we have the social event that will take place in London during the summit, and there is the group on the event. There is the group on the different topics, which will decide the topics. And there is a group on sponsoring, chaired by Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. And there is also a group working on investment, on communication, etc. Olivier is asking for the floor. Olivier, you have the floor. Okay, Olivier, you're not asking for the floor. Okay. So, Tijani speaking. So, I wanted to tell you that everything is going fine. We are going to need your input about the group in which you want to work to discuss the topics in London. And we are going to send you an email, because there were some changes on the topics to discuss because of the events, the last events about the transfer of the IANA functions and the stewardship of the IANA functions. So we, because of those changes, we are going to change the topics. But please, you have to choose the groups in which you want to work, because we need to discuss before London about what we need to prepare, etc. Okay, I think I'm finished. Aziz, you have the floor. Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Anyone else wants to have the floor, or can we move to the next item? I'm sorry, I have to leave, says Tijani, so I have a conference call beginning now, so good meeting. Aziz speaking. The next item is on the U.S. government announcement on transmission of IANA function to the global community, and Mohammed asked for the floor. Mohammed, are you with us on the English channel? If Mohammed is not here, I'm going to ask Olivier to speak us about that. Gisela speaking. Mohamed is not with us. Okay. Thank you. Olivier, can you please speak about that?
Olivier speaking. Thank you, Aziz. What is it you want me to discuss? Aziz says, I'd just like you to give us some information on the U.S. government announcement on the transfer of the IANA function to the global community. Okay, wonderful, says Olivier. Understood. This is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I'm going to speak in French about this subject for the first time, so it's going to be quite tricky, I expect. The IANA function, that's the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority, is a function that consists of four agreements, actually, the first of which regards the protocols used on the Internet. All these protocols were created by the Internet Engineering Task Force, the IETF. Then there's a second agreement, or contract, if you will, on generic names, generic domain names. That's a policy discussed within the GNSO. Those generic names would be .com, .net, .org, etc. Then there's another agreement regarding country code domain names. So
.fr.uk.ca, etc. Those are the country codes based on the ISO 3166. And then there's a fourth agreement concerning numbers. That's IP addresses which are distributed to the different regions in the world through what we call the regional internet registries. Those are regional organizations for the internet. So for instance, in Africa, it's Afrinic who deals with numbers. Those are the four agreements in place, and they're all controlled by the IANA. The U.S. government has a right to oversee those agreements. So let's say there's a change in the main zone, that's what we call the A route. That's at the summit of the pyramid of the Internet. So every time there's any such changes, the U.S. government should agree with the change proposed in the management, for instance, .uk for the United Kingdom, if it were to be transferred from one organization to another, they would have to make a request, and the U.S. government should give its clearance for this transfer to be made. The function itself was controlled by VeriSign. That's a private company. So as you see, there's many different players here. And now the U.S. government, through the National Telecommunications Infrastructure Administration, that's the NTIA, and through Larry Strickling in the U.S. Department of Commerce, have decided to withdraw from this function, which leads the way for many changes. The big question now would be whether the agreement signed with the U.S. Department of Commerce for all these aspects will be taken on by someone else. Who will take it in charge? How is this verification going to be made? There used to be rules for these changes. We don't know how it's going to work for the time being because we're only just getting started with this debate. But I think one of the main discussions that are going to take place, not only at the ICANN level, but also at the international governance level, the U.S. government did say that the verification system and all the changes made should guarantee that the system will not lie in the hands of a single government or a single governmental organization. That's their main message. So we need a multi-stakeholder model in order to carry out these verifications. For the time being, we've only mentioned the international community, so that's all users and all players, whether it is the IETF, the RIR, whether it's the GNSO, the CCNSO, ALAC, all players will have to agree and work together on the issue and find a solution to make this verification that guarantees that after the transfer, internet will still work as it works today. All this work will come to a close in 18 months, so the transfer will be effective as of the end of 2015, if I'm not mistaken. That's when the agreement will be terminated. It is merely an extension of a couple of months, but they have foreseen that stuff. But what's clear for now is that this process should move on quite quickly. If you did not follow the discussions we held at Singapore, you're most welcome to listen to the session of Monday morning in Singapore, which was quite a crowded session. And then there was another session on Monday in the evening during the Singapore meeting as well. All those informations were sent And ICANN staff drafted a single document which was published today. It was prepared together with the community, and that document said, we hear what you want to say, we hear what the challenges are, what the formula you foresee to tackle this problem is. So now it's up to us to present volunteers to work on this matter. I think I've taken a bit more time than I expected, but I hope it was comprehensive as an explanation. Thank you. Thank you, Olivier, says Aziz. That was very clear, and I think it is very important that we dedicate some time to this issue, as it is very important. As you said, everyone is invited to follow the debate. In the next couple of days, we're going to stress on this transmission, and so I think everyone should know what was discussed. We have a place to have a participation to have in this process, and we will not have it unless we participate in the discussions that will take place over the next few months. As you said, it's in September 2015 that the agreement will terminate. And so it's up to us to give our advice, to speak up about what we think of the transition and of the way we think internet is going to be managed in the future. Are there any questions on what Olivier just said? Yaobi? You have the floor. No, I have no question. This is Yaobi speaking. I wanted to mention another subject. Right, says Aziz. So we have two more items in the agenda, and then you can have the floor for the other business you would like to mention. Do you think that's correct? Yes, says Yaobi. That's fine. Wonderful, says Aziz. So we're going to move on to the last item in the agenda, which is items for discussion. That is Team Afro-African from the London meeting. We're just starting. There's all the ALS community that will be present. It is quite an important meeting. It will take place at the same time as the General Assembly, which will take place on June 5th. That will be Wednesday during the ICANN meeting. We have a secretary who is dealing with these matters. So he should tell us whether there's any proposal for subjects on this joint Afro-African meeting from London. You have the floor, Philip. Philip, we cannot hear you. Maybe you might be muted.
Yes,
hello, Mr. Johnson. Philip Johnson, are you there? This is Aziz speaking. If Philip is not there, we're going to add this to our action item. This would be then to discuss on the mailing list what the themes for the joint Afro-African meeting will be for London. So we're going to make a call for suggestions through the mailing list. Given that we'll have all of our ALSs present there, we're going to have a General Assembly during the London meeting. I would like to ask you whether there's any proposals also for a subject to be discussed during this meeting. You're also welcome to send us an email with your proposals to effectively participate at the General Assembly and to suggest how you think it should take place. That will be on June 25th as well. and we'll have the joint Afro-African meeting from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And at the end of that, we'll have the Afro General Assembly. Are there any questions on this subject? If there are no more questions, Yovi, you can have the floor. Thank you. This is Yovi speaking. I wanted to take the floor before because I was almost leaving, but since we were at the end of the call, I agreed to wait. I actually added a link on Adobe Connect, inviting you to a meeting in Cotonou on May 5th and 6th. So I would like to ask you to broadcast this information, to retransmit it. We will be discussing domain names and their protection. I just posted the link on the Adobe Connect chat so that you can go to the site and retransmit this information. Thank you. Thank you, Yovi. This is Aziz speaking. Would anyone else like to take the floor? If no one wants to take the floor, I am now in a position to say that we are at the end of the meeting. I think it has been a wonderful meeting. We are only late by 5 or 6 minutes, so thank you, everyone. Thank you, Claire and Camilla. Thank you, Gisela, Sylvia, Heidi, Ariel, all of the staff for preparing this meeting. Thank you, Terry, as well. Thank you all. Thank you for participating and see you next month.
Thank you. Good night.